One of the items being debated in President Obama's budget is a tax hike for Americans making more than $250,000 a year. House Republicans, including Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan, say that would hurt small businesses and a recession is not the time to raise taxes. But Wisconsin Congressional Democrat Ron Kind says he questioned Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner about the impact of that proposal on small businesses.
According to all the analysis and the facts that he and the Department of Treasury gave us, less than 2% of small businesses would be adversely impacted by any change in the top two marginal rates in the tax code.
Kind adds most small businesses would benefit from Obama's budget because it includes the elimination of capital gains taxes and a permanent extension of the research and development tax credit. This is one of many issues being debated as the budget makes its way through Congress. UW-Madison political science professor Kenneth Mayer says the Republican reaction is them trying to return to their first principles of small government, while the Democrats say Republicans are playing the same games the public is tired of.
That's a rhetorical argument in which both sides are trying to portray the other as unreasonable, and there's not an objective, you know, you can't objectively determine which side is correct.
Mayer adds there are some moderate Democrats who are uncomfortable with the size of the budget, and if the Republicans generate enough opposition to it, the White House may work out a compromise. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.